huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. How to be a lucky bastard. Okay, so the role of luck in business, money, and life. Now, I believe that there are opportunities everywhere and always. The question is, some people see them and some people don't. So in this podcast, I'm going to discuss luck and opportunities. And then I've got about 12 ways to be more of a lucky bastard in life. Okay, so I think a lot of people think they're unlucky. And I think if you think you are, then you're right. Like Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. But let's just look at that. Now, I know I have subscribers in 180 countries. And of course, some people are in the developing world. And you have got it harder. And I think most of my followers in the developed world, I think if you don't see yourself as lucky, then you're looking at the picture the wrong way. I did some research and apparently, get this, the odds of being born are 400 trillion to one. This was from a TED talk and she studied a scientist. And apparently the odds of being born are 400 trillion to one. Seems pretty damn lucky to me. And, you know, look, you have health and healthcare. And in England, free healthcare. You have safety and security. You probably have family. You probably have friends. You get to be alive. And I think that, you know, we mustn't ever forget that. Because what we often do is look at all of our bad luck, all of our problems, and we don't realise how lucky we are. Now, that being said, I do think that some people have more luck than others, but then if you put similar people together, then they have similar amounts of luck. So bear with me as I explain this. You know, Oprah Winfrey was abused as a child, and Viktor Frankl was one of the very few survivors in the concentration camp and lost everybody he loved. Of course, there were certain races where millions of people were genocide. You know, that's horrific. I can't even begin to imagine how that would feel. So some people do seem to have a lot less luck. And I think instead of comparing yourselves to everyone who seems to be successful, if you compare yourself to all these people that have had these hardships and difficulties, probably a lot harder than you, definitely a lot harder than me. When I think about things like that, I've had the charm life. Then I think it increases our belief in our own luck and therefore it edifies the reality of it. You know, you become what you think about. You become who you are, who you believe you are. That also said, the people like Oprah and Viktor Frankl, and I could name hundreds of people who've had really bad luck. Simon Weston, who I interviewed in my podcast, who's got, you know, most of his body is burned and he lost many of his friends when the enemy blew him up. And I think 90 odd of his friends and 96 of his friends and comrades were killed in front of him. So people like that often become highly successful. So let's say you're down on your luck and things are difficult. Well, often people who've had the worst luck become the most successful, probably because it toughens them up, because they're grateful to be alive. Viktor Frankl said, you can take everything away from me, my dignity. You can sterilize me. You can torture me, but you can't take away my thoughts. You can't take away my hope. And he created logotherapy from, basically from what happened to him is an experience of being able to, they can take everything away from him, but they can't control his mind and his thoughts. And, you know, that's inspired many people. He's very well known in the psychology world. So that gift came from the bad luck that he had. So that's something to think about. Okay, so take the really unlucky people aside. People who are like you, I believe we all get our fair share of good and bad things that happen to us. Now, there's definitely some things that are pure luck. You know, like some people say to me, hey, well, Rob, there's no such thing as luck. It's just creating opportunities and you make your own luck. And I definitely agree with that 70%. But there's no doubt that some things happen, that maybe you have been 6 degrees of separation involved in, or you have attracted through the law of attraction and your incantations. Some things probably are just blatantly luck. You bump into a celebrity in the street. So I just interviewed Yanni, who's got 1 million Instagram followers. We had a great interview yesterday. It'll be coming out in the podcast soon. One of his random friends was a footballer who played for Arsenal. He wrapped his car and then this footballer took it to the Arsenal football ground, you know, where they practice. And then all of a sudden, all the Arsenal players and then all the Chelsea players all wanted their cars wrapped. And his business went boom. Now, you know, that was kind of just, in a way, luck. But Yanni had been building this business for years and years and years and working hard and coming up from nothing. So he A, made his luck, but B, he relied on the forces of goodwill and nature and chance as well. So I think there's a balance between creating your own luck, and I'm going to give you loads of ways of how to be a lucky bastard in about 5 minutes, but also accepting that there's these chance meetings. But you have to be open-minded and see these chance meetings. You know, you have to not be blinkered. Okay, so let me just summarize that quickly. I think that there are some people who are really unlucky and they've had much worse luck than you and they've turned it around and made it good and they've made that a driver. That aside, most of us probably get equal amounts of good luck and bad luck. So therefore, it's how we take the opportunity. It's if we see it or we don't see it. Because all the good things you're doing now, all the opportunities that are coming your way, you're seeing them. They would have been there before, but you weren't seeing them. I wasn't seeing people who'd buy my art when I was an artist in Peterborough, because I believe no one in Peterborough had any money. And I believe that no one in Peterborough really was into art in the creative way. You had to go to London for that. And I didn't want to go to London. So I wasn't seeing who was there. Okay, so you get your fair share of good luck. You get your fair share of bad luck. You get more opportunities than you think. But are you seeing them? Maybe you're not seeing them. You're just blind to them. The most successful people are taking more of their fair share of luck. They're seeing it. They're grabbing it. Are you? So they're making themselves lucky rather than they're being lucky. So I would say, be ready, don't get ready. Always be ready and open to take your luck. You know, always look at everybody you meet as a chance to be a business partner, a customer, a client, a friend, a follower, a fan. You know, keep everything open. You never know when someone's going to be doing a little video of you. There's this great video I saw of Phil Mickelson. He's well known for being really great with the fans and the kids. And he was just lining up for a shot and there was this young little lad there, obviously some little golf fan. And Phil just stopped and started talking to him and said, well, son, you know, what club would you take here? And he said to Phil, well, if I could hit my 3-wood 260 like you can, I'd take the 3-wood. And he went, all right, I'm going to go with the 3-wood. And he did his routine and he hit the 3-wood. And then he looked at me and he went, you know what? It could be my caddy anytime, kid. Now, he didn't know someone was filming that. And that's got 1.7 million views. And of course, that's going to be great for his brand. And, you know, like I've had a couple of moments on the golf course and I've had a bit of a go of Bobby. I've just lost my control a bit. And I thought, well, I mean, there's going to be someone flying a drone videoing me or recording me somewhere. And that's going to go viral. And everyone's going to think I'm the worst parent in the world. You know, you're always being watched, if not by people, you know, you're being watched by the world. So how you do anything is how you do everything. Are you putting out the right vibes and the right messages? And then therefore taking all the opportunities that are there. Now, if you work at your business and your craft long enough, they're going to come. You're not going to know when they are or who's watching your videos or who's listening to you, who's following you. And then one day someone says, hey, here's a few hundred grand to buy some properties. Or I just had a one-to-one call with someone who's got a drone business. Someone's going to say to him, hey, you know, drones are the future. So I want to invest in drones. So here's a few hundred grand to grow your drone. You just don't know. But they're there. They're watching. All right. Because, you know, imagine you did have a list on a computer of all the people right now, both friends, family, and then at a distance on all your social media profiles, all the people that are watching you, there'd be money in that list. There'd be celebrities in that list. There'd be partners in that list. If you're looking for a relationship, there'd be future husbands and wives in that list. They'd be there. You just don't know they're there. So you've got to act like they're there and then they appear. But if you act like they're not there and you haven't got the opportunities, they're never going to appear. So something to think about. So you can create more opportunities and make more luck. I definitely believe that. Gary Player famously said, the more I practiced, the luckier I got. So are you honoring your craft, getting better at your work, getting better at your social media and your marketing and your leadership and growing your business? Because better you get at your craft, the luckier you will get at your craft. All right, so you are what you think you are. So if you think you're a lucky bastard, you're a lucky bastard. Think you're unlucky, you're unlucky. I remember when I was playing golf as a kid and I just thought I was the unluckiest golfer. You know, like normally in a golf course, the front nine goes that way and then the back nine comes back so that you finish on the 18th near the clubhouse where you started from. And I was always convinced there was a headwind going on the outward nine and then the wind would change on the 10th and then be a headwind coming back. I was always convinced that that happened to me only. Of course, it never did. But because I believed it, I saw it, I always believed I'd get an unlucky bounce or some other player was luckier than me. And because of that, I manifested that as a reality. I always thought I was unlucky. And then I just attracted that into my game. Myself and my son, Bobby, play golf with some of the juniors at our local Thoughtwood golf course. They're a great bunch of kids. And there's a lad there called Lucas. He's 15 years old. He's off seven. He's a brilliant little golfer. And he does get some lucky bounces. And it does annoy us all a bit. You're like, you get all the lucky bounces. And, you know, everyone calls him Lucky Lucas. And he says, yeah, I'm lucky. I was born lucky. I know I'm lucky. And I really believe he's getting more fortune because he believes he's lucky and he's got that attitude and that vibe comes off him. So, you know, I think you can increase your luck by thinking that you are. All right, then. So how do you become a lucky bum in property, business, money and life? Like those friends you used to envy. Here we go. Number one is you've got to get yourself out there a lot. The more you get out there, the more you get seen, the more things that come in. If you're introverted and isolated and you're not doing your podcasts and videos and getting yourself out to networking events and, you know, putting your business out there, you're not going to get sales. You're not going to grow it. So you've got to put yourself out there. Now, a lot of the time, just getting out there and being there is credibility and you think nothing's happening. There was this famous documentary made about this guy who managed to get himself in a Man U team photo, even though he wasn't in the Man U team. And literally, there's this photo of like, what, 13 players. And there's this guy on the end that, unless you knew football, you know, just looks like a Man U player. And he's not, he's just a normal guy. And then they did this documentary of this year-long plan on how he did it. But reality is, other than the most diehard Man U fans, to everyone in the world, he was a Man U player. And so to everyone in the world, when you're out doing your thing, you are the thing that you do and you're positioning yourself to be. Because no one will know any different because you're out there. So get yourself out there. Okay, so you need to forge opportunities, make them happen. Don't sit there and wish the partner of your dreams is going to come and knock on your door and say, hey, Rob, here's the love of my life. I'm yours forever. And by the way, I've got this nice outfit on underneath and we're going to live happily ever. I used to hope that people would knock on the door and come and ask me out. I wouldn't get out there. And it's like, All right, anyway. You need to build relationships. Opportunities come through people, come through recommendations. You know, they come through connections. So you need to build those relationships. And then basically the trust that people have in you, that is your opportunity and your luck and the meetings that you forge. Okay, you need to think you're lucky, you'll become lucky. You need to be grateful for everything you've got. If you're not grateful for what you've got, you won't get more of it. So these people who are abused and annihilated as a race and, you know, people who've had their limbs blown off and most of their bodies burned and they've lost their loved ones. Now, these people are probably more grateful than most people and they've got less to be grateful about. So the more grateful you are, the more gratitude you'll attract into your life. You need to see the upside in the downside. Most people are just looking at, oh, my difficulties, my challenges, I'm so unlucky, nothing's good happening for me. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. But the reality is there's an upside in every downside. In a failed glue, there's a post-it note. In a Petri dish that was left overnight just to kind of grow moldy, there was penicillin. And so it is in your business too. You've got to give off good vibes to get them back. So if you're giving the neurotic, paranoid, scared, jealous, envy, bitter, shameful vibes, that's what you're going to attract back. So you've got to give off the good vibes. I'm grateful, I'm happy, you know, not happy, clappy, rah-rah-y, but just calm, centered, you believe good things will happen. Don't squander your chances when you get them, because when you get good opportunities and you squander them, you're not going to get any more. So when you get good luck, take it, grab it, make it happen. Become a trusted person. If people trust you, good things will happen to you. Trust is the asset in the economy we're in. I'd even say it is a trust age we're in, you know, not just an information age or a recommendation age, a trust economy. Everything is trust. Money is trust. Love is trust. You know, the people you employ is trust. Become a trusted person, you win, you're lucky. Solve problems. Solve meaningful problems. Solve bigger problems. The bigger problems you solve, the more lucky you get at attracting bigger solutions, bigger clients, more money, more referrals. People see you as a problem solver. Because they see you as a problem solver, they'll give you more bigger problems. And with bigger problems comes bigger money, obviously, with solving them. Next one, don't take yourself too seriously. Sometimes I get a bit serious about everything I'm doing. I have to realize that I've got one life. It's not very long. I've got to enjoy it while it's here. Try and do good things with people. Try and have fun with people. So I'm going to make more of a commitment to do that. Don't take yourself too seriously. If people see that you don't take yourself too seriously, then they'll be happy to be around you. They'll feel good about being around you. Penultimately, then, is look at your existing problem in a new way. There's a solution everywhere. Like I said, a failed glue is a post-it note. Aircraft engines can become car companies, and medicinal companies like Coca-Cola can become refreshment drinks and huge multinational, multi-global, multi-brand empires. So you currently might be looking at something that you think is going wrong, but actually there's a solution, there's luck, there's opportunity hidden within it. But sometimes you need to get out of your own head, go somewhere more at nature, or take a bit more time to think about something, or meditate on something, or ask an advisor, or get a mentor, or put a poll on Facebook. Get the thoughts of other people. Look at the problem a different way. If you look at the same problem the same way, I think Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So you've got to look at the challenge in a new way. And then finally, you know, what do you say to yourself? Do you say you're a lucky person? What's the identity you give to yourself? What do you affirm in your mind? What do you constantly think about who you are? And I think gratitude in the evening and affirmations maybe before you go to bed and constantly having a chat with yourself and adjusting your self-talk to say that you're a lucky person, that you're fortunate to be alive, that you're grateful for all the great things that you have, and that you're going to take all the chances you get and you won't waste them, and you'll look after the universe when it looks after you. You know, many positive people say that the universe will conspire towards your success. It will give you what you give it. All right, so thanks for tuning in. I hope you found this episode useful. It's quite a novel episode. I'd love us all to sit and hug around a tree that we're lucky bastards and get out to the world and share the message that we're all lucky. All right, so I've got to go and have a lucky bastard day. You have too. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. If you've got any questions, as usual, ask me below, tag me in. I'm here to help, whether it's on this video or if you're listening in the Disruptive Entrepreneurs community. Thank you very much. Have a great day.